Miss Octavia, you are a storyteller, an educator, a literary artist, a performer, a workshop presenter, and in Paducah, you are a master storyteller presenting haints.
Yes, at the library.
I know that I asked you to tell a haint, but set up a little bit about what a haint is.
Well, a haint is a dialect word for a haunt, something that haunts a haunted house. So a haint is anything scary. It could be a ghost, or it could be a monster, or Bigfoot, anything like that. So that's what a haint is.
Well, do your very best.
Okay, you want to hear one?
Yes.
All right, this is based on a story about Rawhead and Bloody Bones that my grandpa used to tell me, and I wrote up a story to go along with this. So it was way back in a long time ago, and there was this little girl by the name of Edith. Now, everybody thought Edith was evil. And one night, some of the neighbors were putting up their livestock, and they looked up toward that holler where Edith lived with her mommy and daddy, and they realized that the great big was on fire. It was either a barn or it was a house. And being neighborly, by the time they got themselves together and got up there, the house had burnt down. Edith's mommy and daddy dead in that fire. But Edith, there wasn't a hair on her head singed. There wasn't a tear in her eye. And she had her an old sharpened backer stick, and she was just gouging away in those ashes, just unconcerned. Well, the folks, they commenced whispering among themselves, you know, that she killed her own mommy and daddy. And she was a child, so they didn't really know what to do with her when her grandma showed up. And her grandma overheard the whisperings, and she told them, she said, listen, she's my blood kin, I'm all she's got, and I'm taking her home with me. Well, they didn't think it was a good idea, but wasn't none of their business, so they kept their peace. Well, Grandma went over there to Edith. She said, Edith, you know what they're saying. Now, I don't know if 'twas true or not, but if you've done such a horrible, evil thing, old Rawhead and Bloody Bones is going to get you. Psst, said Edith. I don't believe in me no Rawhead and Bloody Bones. That's just something you made up to scare me, and it ain't going to work. Well, you best be listening to me, Edith. Now, let's get on to the house. Now, by the time they got to Grandma's house, it was nigh on morning. And Grandma said, Edith, go on in the house. I'll go out to the barn and milk, and I'll come in, and I'll fix us some breakfast. Well, Edith went in, and she sat down in that big front room. It was a big old farmhouse. Toward the front of her was the kitchen. Over to one side was her grandma's bedroom, because she wasn't able to get up and down the stairs anymore. But upstairs, there were several bedrooms, and above that, there was a loft. Well, Edith laid her old backer stick there beside that chair she was sitting in, and she looked around. She thought, I'll bet this old woman has some money, and I'm going to steal it. And then I'm running away because I'm tired of folks trying to tell me what to do. Now, I wonder where she'd hide that money. I know. She'd hide it up in the loft. She'd never think nobody'd look up yonder. So Edith got up, and she went upstairs, and she opened up that loft door. Well, it was dark, and it was quiet in that loft. Edith took one step into the dark. And out of the quiet came a voice. I'm Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and I'm a-gonna chew your fat and munch your bones. Well, Edith squalled. She went running back down the steps, sat down in that chair, and then she got to thinking, wait a minute. That's some kind of trick that old woman's pulled, and, well, it ain't gonna work, because I don't believe in Rawhead and Bloody Bones. But there probably ain't no money up there in that loft. Wonder where else she'd hide her money. About that time, Grandma's big old yeller cat came walking in the house, saw Edith sitting there thinking, here's somebody scratch me behind my ear. So it started rubbing up against her leg. Meow. Edith just came back with her foot, and she kicked that cat across the room. It hit the wall with a thud. Didn't know what it'd done wrong. Well, Edith looked at it, and then she said, oh, kitty. Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Well, cure it being a dumb animal, it came back toward her. She reached down there, got that backer stick, and she gouged that cat. It squalled, went running outside, and in just a moment, here came Grandma with her cat up in her arms. Edith, you gouged my cat with that old sharpened backer stick of yours. I didn't touch your old nasty cat. Edith, I don't know if it's true or not, but if you've done such a horrible, evil thing, Rawhead and Bloody Bones will get you. I told you, I don't believe in me no raw head in Bloody Bones. Well, you best be listening to me, Edith, and I'm going to go finish the milking. So Grandma went back outside. Edith stood up. I'm tired of this. I'm going to find this money. I'll bet she put it in the root cellar. Never think nobody looked there. So Edith went out to the root cellar, opened up that door. It was dark, and it was quiet in that root cellar. Edith took one step into the dark. Out of the quiet came that voice. I'm Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and I'm a-gonna chew your fat, munch your bones. Well, Edith squalled again, went running back in the house, sat back down, and she said, well, I got to give that old woman credit. She's pretty good at these tricks, but it ain't going to work. Well, about that time, Hurricane Grandma with a big bucket of milk. When she got up close enough, Edith just shoved that stick in front of her grandma. Her grandma tripped over that old backer stick, hit the floor, milk splattered everywhere. Edith just jumped up, looked down, said, are you hurt? Kind of laughing, you know. Her grandma said, Edith, my leg's broke. And then she looked Edith in the eye, and she said, Edith, you tripped me on purpose. I didn't trip you, old woman. You're just old and feeble, and you can't walk good no more. And Edith just stepped right over her grandma, started glumming in a mess and dumping out the flare, going through the closets underneath the mattresses, looking for money that didn't exist. That old woman didn't have any money. But somehow Grandma, hurt like she was, managed to pull herself across the floor into her bed, but all she could do was lay there and listen while Edith glummed and messed and searched. Well, by the time the sun set, even Edith knowed there wasn't no money. And she thought, well, I'm getting me a good night's sleep, and in the morning I'm out of here. I'm running away, money or not. And she went upstairs, shut that bedroom door, laid her backer stick beside her bed, lay down and went fast asleep, because she truly wasn't afraid of nothing. Downstairs, Grandma couldn't sleep. She was in pain, worried. Way up in the middle of the night, Edith's door opened up. Now, Edith woke up, but it was a pitch black dark night. No street lights in the country, and it was cloudy. No moon or stars are shining. And out of that dark came that voice. I'm Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and I'm a-gonna chew your fat and munch your bones. Edith reached down there and got that backer stick. She said, you best not come near me. I'll gouge you with this stick. It was inside of the room. I'm Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and I'm a-gonna chew your fat and munch your bones. Edith was waving that stick around. You best not come near me. I'll gouge you with this stick. It was right beside of her bed. I'm Rawhead and Bloody Bones, and I'm a-gonna chew your fat and munch your... Well, the screams, blood-curdling screams, echoing out of that room down the stairs past Grandma into the night went on and on and on till all of a sudden there was nothing but silence. For the rest of the night, the only sound that Grandma heard was the tick-tock of the clock. Well, when morning time came, here came the neighbors. They knocked on the door, not going to answer. They went right on in, and finding Grandma, they had a mind to help her. But she said, no, no, get up yonder and see what's happened to the child. So they went upstairs. They found the room Edith was sleeping in, but the only sign of Edith that was ever found was an old, bloody backer stick. And that's the truth, and that's the end of that third story.
Oh, Miss Octavia, that made the hair on my arms rise.
Well, the thing is, Rawhead and Bloody Bones, you know, growing up, he was always used to teach us to be good. And so you don't have to worry about him if you're good. The real antagonist, you see, is Edith. Whatever escaped into the night, I'd much rather it be Rawhead Bloody Bones.
Sure enough. Where did you grow up?
In the eastern part of Kentucky. My grandpa was from Weiss County, Virginia, and he came to Rockcastle County. Now, this was before I was born, but to work a quarry for the Hummel Limestone Company. That's how we got here and just been here ever since.
Well, thank you so very much for sharing that story with us. It's great.
Tell your listeners to come out to the library, because that's not the scariest one. I've got some more terrible than that.
Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.